It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thank you for joining us on this week's edition of Utah Weekly Forum. I'm your host, Rebecca Cressman, and I'm so excited because Soul Fitness has been an incredible sponsor with us throughout the month of October for Breast Cancer Awareness Month, as we remind people to get screened, to get their mammograms, to take care of their health, make it a top priority, and exercising and moving our bodies a part of that. And Soul has been joining us to give away a treadmill, a recumbent bike, as well as an elliptical. So Rob Colliker, the VP of Sales, thank you on behalf of all of our listeners and on behalf of FM 100.3. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks for having me on.
Was that a big enough open for you?
Probably a little too much. I'm sure everybody that I work with is just rolling their eyes and laughing right now.
But oh, we're not going to do this. Well, you know, there are some phrases that people say, I've heard it too much, which is like, it takes a village. But the truth is, for us all to raise and elevate our health and to make it a priority, it really takes support on all kinds of fronts. And so, you know, with FM 100.3, we understand that people get busy. We understand that they want more than anything to be healthy, but connecting the dots is a challenge. And so I wanted to, we'll talk a little bit more about your wonderful support of Breast Cancer Awareness Month and my experience as well. But for those who are still, you know, getting to learn about Soul Fitness and Soul Treadmills, tell us a little bit about the background of the company, Rob.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, it's been around for about 20 years now, and we actually started off as a company called In-Room Fitness. And basically the concept was we designed a treadmill that could be used in a hotel room so that the guest wouldn't have to go work out down in the gym of the hotel that they were staying at. And so they could wheel this machine into their room. They could just use it kind of in the privacy of the room that they were staying at, and just made it more convenient for them. And so when we built that treadmill, we had to come up with a design that was quality built, that could be used by multiple users, and was basic and easy enough for anybody to operate, but still had features to it that anybody would find beneficial. And what ended up happening is, over time, the same customers who'd be using our machine at a hotel that they'd stay at, they would find our information and reach out to us and ask if we sold residentially, sold products that they could buy and use in their own home. And at the time, we didn't. It was just this business model, In-Room Fitness.
So you told them you have to go back to the hotel.
Yeah, exactly.
And bring your pillow while you're at it.
right. Yeah. So they got a lot of hotel points out of that. And we ended up getting a lot of those same users, some of those same guests, just saying, wow, I'd really like to use a machine. I would buy a machine from you guys if you had one available. And it just, made sense to us that there were more people than there were hotels out there. And so we decided to kind of change the model and move towards just selling direct to customers. And we, at that time, the internet was still something new and kind of taking off. And we were still kind of managing and figuring out how to reach customers the best way. But we knew that we had a good product in place, and that was the important thing. And then getting the message out to people and explaining, our background, and that we built a quality product, that we built something that could be used in different situations by different users, that only kind of played into, what kind of a product we were really trying to build and provide to customers. And so then we got into Dick's Sporting Goods, which was a big help for us, having, that association with that type of a retailer.
They have a big footprint. They have a big footprint and a lot of, respect. So if I'm going to get something from them, I know it's quality.
Mm-hmm. Quality build. Yep. Yeah. No, that's exactly right. And that's it. it fits well into it's a great partnership, I should say. And so being at their store and then selling online, it's really, you know, worked out well for us. And so we really kind of went away from the hotel model and have just moved strictly into selling online and through Dick's Sporting Goods. And, you know, that's been going on for 16, 17 years now.
You know, of course, we're the Salt Lake City radio station, but our listenership goes to the border of Idaho and into southern Utah and beyond. And it's interesting is that we always love when a company that has ties to Utah champions things that are important to Utah, which is, you know, our health and our fitness. And so when FM 100.3 kicked off again, Breast Cancer Awareness Month, to me, it was extraordinary to say, you know what? It's always been a dream, you know, for me, right? I'm going to build a little mini gym in my house or whatever it may be so that because of the four seasons in Utah, the reality is and the busyness and now with the pandemic that makes us more uncomfortable about often going into crowded places to exercise, the home fitness equipment becomes even more valuable, even more important. And so when with this giveaway where you're doing the treadmill in addition to an elliptical, in addition to the recumbent bike, it really covers so much of what someone would want to have that all over body workout for any member of the family. So that's extraordinary. So thank you for doing that. I just think that's fantastic.
Thank you again for creating that opportunity for us. I mean, this is a great cause and we're happy to be a part of it. And, you know, everything that you personally have been through, Rebecca, and you know, you being able to speak to this and you know, personally be able to talk about it. I mean, we're happy to be just involved in the process and we're excited about, you know, talking about our company, but more importantly, we're more grateful and excited to be able to be supportive to this great cause.
Well, I appreciate that, Rob. And in terms of my journey, and I've shared it quite openly since a year ago with my diagnosis as a stage 2B breast cancer patient and the shock that a woman goes through, depending on, it doesn't matter. Well, I shouldn't say it doesn't matter, but whether they say stage 0, stage 1, stage 2, you know, stage 3, the word cancer is frightening to a lot of us. And sometimes there's a sense of not having control or power over my body, what's happening within it. You know, the cells are busily doing things that can hurt and harm me and take my life. How did that even happen? You know, and as I went through chemo, one of the things that I would learn is I'm part of a breast cancer fitness support group. And one of the things they shared over and over again, and I'd confirm with research, is that if I kept moving, I would lessen the side effects of the chemo and feel stronger. And I've shared just with a few people that there were definitely days after chemo that walking around the block was hard. And walking up and stairs. And, you know, I ran the St. George Marathon 3 years ago. It was quite all,
treadmill. Yeah, I mean, you did that before everything, obviously. But, yeah, that's awesome, too.
Yeah, you know, thank you. And the thing is that it's quite humbling. You go from saying, you know what, I'm going to, you know, take care of my body to, whoop, there's something new here. Yeah. But definitely fitness became a part of getting through the radiation and all. And I just, you know, just had to pull it down. Maybe all I can do is walk on my treadmill that day. And maybe it's only a quarter mile. And then I started to get a little bit deeper into information. And what I learned is that exercising regularly and keeping our body mass index at an area that is below obese, okay, in a healthy zone, that lowers our overall cancer risk. And it's interesting because over the years, I've done a lot of health education and information and TV shows and radio. And we hear it over and over again, the role of exercise in all disease prevention. And yet here it was staring at me that this movement could not only help prevent future cancers and the cancers in the lives of our listeners, but for recurrence. And recurrence is a term that they use in breast cancer, Rob, that you're familiar with, which is it coming back. And that movement and exercise and keeping my health at a healthy weight, at a healthy BMI, all of that lowers my risk of recurrence. And so when you're a patient and you've lost a lot of your identity and your hair and your strength and you're wondering, what can I do besides these treatments that are difficult and surgeries, et cetera, and taking pills? What else can I do? And then you learn you got to just move 45 minutes, an hour a day. That was such essential information, because movement for me and exercise for me, Rob, is about feeling strong. It doesn't mean I can lift 500 pounds. It means I feel like I can move. I feel empowered. And
it gives you some measure of control, I guess.
Yes.
Excuse me. Sorry to cut
in. No, I'm glad. Yeah, I'm glad you did. You feel that sense of I can direct my life. Yes. Go, Rob.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, I mean, I think you hit the nail right on the head. Just that it is something that you have to do. It's something that requires effort on your part, but that you know that you can do that. It's just it's mind over matter, I think, at that point. And forgive me for even talking about it, because it's not like I have personal experience with it. But I would just imagine that, you know, it would take all the energy in your mind to just say, I've got to do this, and you actually have to physically go and do it. But I would imagine after you do it, after you move, after you make an effort, there's got to be some gratification. There's just got to be, you know, some serious endorphins going off in the body, just saying, great job.
Well, and that's the thing. And Robin, that's why when I say I'm passionately appreciative of this, is the message is for all of us. Let's say that, you know, Rob, you're an FM 100.3 listener and you're not worried about your risk of breast cancer. Okay. But ideally, that idea of we feel stronger, we're more empowered and a little bit more or a lot more in control of our overall health when we're moving. And you mentioned the endorphins, because yes, they help us manage the difficulties in life and give us that motivation to keep going. So yeah, so it is important to me to convey the message that it's not just that cancer is going to randomly occur, but we can also, and yes, it does sometimes, but that we can also take some control and direct the health of our life by moving and exercising. So there is my soapbox moment for just
take it away. I love it. No.
For
I'm
just
sure a lot
bit.
Of your listeners just really are just nodding their heads right now, saying yes. You know, just like at a spiritual forum, they're just like, preach. You know, keep preaching to me, Rebecca. This is exactly what I want to hear. This is good news for me, and I'm sure there's just a number of people out there, you know, whether it's first-time listeners or, you know, long-time listeners, that are just saying, yes, that was me, and I can vouch for it. I can honestly say that moving around, even if it was as little as it was the right thing for me at that point in time.
Mm-hmm. And we do know that when we remove obstacles in front of us, it gets easier for us to make our health a priority. And I mentioned at the very beginning that being really busy often, you know, and the average woman in Utah, we are working, we've got a number of children, we're balancing so much. Yeah. And so there's obstacles, right? So to me, when you have the availability to be in a guest room or in your own bedroom or downstairs on a piece of equipment that you own, you can sneak that in, whether it's 20 minutes in the morning, 20 minutes after, you know, you sneak in that time, you carve out that time, and there's fewer obstacles for you to achieve that health. And when I say barriers, and I share my breast cancer experience, I am very cognizant that there are a spectrum of challenges people are facing now and always, whether it be issues with diabetes or obesity, or whether it is a mental health issue that you're, you know, trying to balance. There is a role in all of that in feeling a sense of step by step, I can regain some of my health. So now, Rob, I'm going to go back to you for just a bit, because I was doing some rabbit hole researching, trying to figure out the best way for me to continue exercising throughout the winter, because I, you know, I've got my treadmill. Then I was looking at the elliptical, the benefits from that. And then I was looking at the recumbent bike. So can you talk to us a little bit about those and the kind of different areas of the body that they pay off on?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's just comparing the elliptical and the treadmill to start. You always kind of find particular users are just always going to gravitate towards the treadmill, and that's what they want to use. They've been running outside, weather's changing, kind of like what you said. As soon as the pandemic hit, I mean, there were a number of people that were buying treadmills and ellipticals as well, too. But treadmills was just, I mean, it was taking off because of the fact that people couldn't go to the gym or they were uncomfortable running outside, whatever the issue was. And so you really do have this group of people that are just, you know, pure runners, and they want that treadmill, and that's regardless of whether the elliptical burns calories faster or not, they're used to running, and so that's what they end up doing. And I would just say that running in general, you know, whether it's on a treadmill or whether it's outside, I think, you know, a lot of people experience that runner's high, and that's something you can experience when you're on an elliptical as well, too, but it's not really, I guess, marketed as much as it is with running. And so just knowing that you can have that experience when you run, I think that's what really pulls people or gravitates people towards the treadmill versus the elliptical.
And I'm going to insert real quick, Rob, hang on tight, because you said the runner's high. And, you know, when you're out of shape, and I'm going to say I know what that feels like, okay? Because that's life, right? We go in cycles,
sure.
Most of us. And I always joke that I begin and it feels like I've got a U-Haul trailer that's been hooked to my back hips and behind me. I'm like, why is this so hard? There is no running high. So for those of you who are just starting, you know, be patient. It does take, I always say, it takes like 6 weeks of steady moving on the treadmill, and then you're going to start getting those running highs. Whether or not that's a jogging high or a, you know, sprint high, it starts to come as your body gets more comfortable with that movement and your conditioning comes. So hang on, the runner's high is around the corner.
I'm glad you said that. Yeah, because that sometimes is what causes us to stop, is we just don't feel like we're maybe experiencing the same things as other people, or you feel like you're, you know, carrying this U-Haul for too long and you're just thinking this is never going to get easier. It is a lesson of perseverance, but yet it's totally worth it. And the experiences that you have, even after you have the runner's high experience, you're going to have moments where it's just a bit of a slog fest, you know, and you just are like, why am I dealing with this right now? I should be in better shape than this. But I think just the fact that, you know, it's very, you can parallel it to life in a lot of ways. There's just going to be times where it's just smooth sailing, easier, and then other times where just out of nowhere, you know, you're kind of bogged down by it, and life can be a similar experience as well, too. And so the trick is just to continue to persevere and not quit, and recognize that there are, you know, better horizons out there for you to get to. So with the question you'd asked regarding treadmills and ellipticals, I think the biggest difference between the elliptical and treadmill is it's a full body workout. The elliptical is, you're using your arms, you're using your legs, and it's a little bit lower impact on your joints too. So sometimes, even though the elliptical has been around for a while, it still is kind of new for people sometimes when they first step on it. They're just, you know, like, what is this awkward movement? But as soon as you get on it, as soon as you test it out for about 5 minutes, you know, you feel way more comfortable with yourself. And I think getting back to us as our brand, you know, I talked a little bit about the quality aspect of our products, that we build machines that are going to last a long time. The next aspect is that we are a comfortable machine, and we really try to pride ourselves on that, yeah, you're not going to have all the same bells and whistles on the console that you might find in other machines. And, you know, we really don't have a product that has a built-in TV inside it or anything like that, but it's something that's comfortable. It's something that after you're done using it, you're like, I could see myself getting back on that machine and not feeling like, oh, that workout was hard and my body feels terrible. That's not the point that we're trying to reinforce to you, especially with our ellipticals. We want that user to come back, use that machine again, even if it just starts off for 15 minutes and, you know, works up to 20 minutes, 25 minutes, whatever it is, we want you to feel comfortable during that workout.
And so, it's adjustable, right, Rob? In other words, like the tension, how much pressure it takes for you to put down on your steps, and how much pressure your arms are getting as you're in that movement. And to me, it feels a little bit like cross-country skiing. And
yes.
And is that
the
wrong
great
description?
Way to describe it. No, it's a great description. And I mean, you touched on the resistance is what that is, and the way that we create that resistance, it's kind of a fancy term. We call it eddy current brake system. It's basically you've got these magnets inside that flywheel, and as those magnets come closer and closer together, they're creating that resistance, that friction inside. That's just causing, it to be harder for you to pull the handles and move the feet. And again, it's meant to challenge you. It's meant to, push you. But at the same time, you're allowed that flexibility to kind of work up to that. There's great programs on the machine that will assist you in getting to some of those goals. But then if you're just the type of user that wants to hop on, do your 45-minute workout, you can control, the incline on it. You can control the resistance on it. There's features in the handles that allow you to do that so that you don't have to reach down to the console. And
oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's just very convenient. I mean, it's when you think about it, it's basic stuff that makes sense to any user while they're working out. They're thinking, why can I have an adjustment up here where my hand is always going to be? And for us, it's like, well, why can't we do that? Let's put an adjustment there. And those types of features or small adjustments we've made to our machines over the years, that's because we've listened to our customers. We've taken their advice. We've taken their recommendations and said, we can make those small enhancements on our products, and it should go a long way for that user. You'd asked about the recumbent bike. The recumbent bike, in a lot of ways, is kind of just a different user altogether, I would say. And typically, most of the recumbent users are, I would say, they're usually older in their 40s and 50s, and I'm in my 40s, so I can say that. But they're a little bit older. They're more comfortable with the recumbent bike because they're sitting down. You're kind of braced in kind of a safe position, and you can still get that same focused workout on your quad muscles, on your calf muscles. Still feel like you're toning up your legs, but you're safe. You're on that comfortable seat. Your back is rested against the back, and you don't feel like you're going to fall off. Or when you're on a treadmill going 8 or 9 miles an hour, some people get a little intimidated by that. And so a recumbent bike is probably a better fit for you if that's kind of the direction you want to go. So those are kind of the main features and differences between all three products. They all serve their purposes. They're all very effective. And for the grand prize winner who gets all three, they're all going to be able to enjoy all the features and benefits of all three of them.
Mm-hmm. And I like that you talked about how different types of users may be looking for this type of solution, because obviously our health needs and our fitness needs are varying. You have those. I mean, I'm lucky enough that by starting slowly over the last few months, I'm back now to 5 miles where I can run it and I can do the 5 mile. My pace isn't what it was, years ago, but I'm back to the 5 mile hit. And there are those who run, Rob, there are people that run laps around me, and and they are going to be utilizing a treadmill and most likely at higher paces and greater inclines. And then you have those that are looking for the recumbent bike because that solves their workout challenges and their needs.
No, mm-hmm. I know right where you're talking about. I rode my bike up Immigration Canyon at the start of the summer or spring, and I mean, I think there were probably 10 people that passed me, and I was just chugging along trying to keep up. And I have a spin bike at home, and I wasn't using it during the wintertime like I should. A guy in the office always says June races are won in December, and it's basically you gotta continue to persevere and practice and use that bike, treadmill, elliptical, when you can, however often you can. And then, when the summer weather change or when the weather changes and summer comes and you get outside, regardless of the pace that you're going at, you still feel like, hey, I've practiced during the wintertime. I'm more confident with where I'm at, and so I'm comfortable getting outside and you know, riding my bike, running outside, whatever it is.
My husband is a road biker, and he said, and he's quite a bit taller, he's a and larger than the average road biker, and he says, you know, I go on these uphills, and everybody's passing me, but when it's downhill, I just have to tuck my head down. And he's like, I love those skinny guys.
Yeah. Me and your husband would keep up just fine going downhill.
He says he can hear him groan as he just goes right. I think, don't tell anybody, but I do think I clocked him at 65 miles an hour in southern Utah. So we won't.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know.
Awesome.
It was. And it was definitely not to be, let's see, is there a disclaimer? Please don't try this at home. It was right outside of Paradise, outside Bryce Canyon.
And that is awesome.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Rob, we have just a couple of minutes left together. For those who've just joined us, this is Rob Colliker. He is a VP of sales with Soul Fitness. And we wanted to touch base with him because there has been such interest in exercising at home and increasing our overall health. And they wanted to be a partner with us with Breast Cancer Awareness Month to say, you know what, we can make our equipment, which is loved. By the way, the reviews are just amazing. It just lasts for years. The quality is incredible. I was even looking at the recumbent bike. It's like, it's so quiet. You know, it's, you know, everything is made really well. The treadmills, all of that. And that is part of the grand prize giveaway that we're doing throughout the month of October. We're at 9:20 and 12:20 and 3:20. We're getting listeners qualified. And one lucky winner will get all three pieces of home fitness equipment. Rob, before I let you go, you mentioned that you're at Dick's Sporting Goods and in addition online.
Correct. Yep. We sell directly through our website and then also through Dick's Sporting Goods. A lot of customers still want to go and touch and feel the product, and that's fantastic because, like I said, it's a great partnership. But, you know, there's especially with this pandemic, everybody has kind of switched to being comfortable buying things online. And so we are fully equipped to have that customer order directly through our website at soultreadmills.com, and a live rep will be able to answer any questions they might have, any questions about the products, any questions about the process. We have a couple of warehouses all across the country that we're shipping from. And, you know, just kind of getting back to just the point of this business being in Utah, We have loved being a part of our community, and we're trying to do more to reach out to our community. You guys giving this opportunity to speak on behalf of our company and our products has been valuable, and we've really just appreciated the time, and I've personally appreciated the conversation and everything that you do and your focus and your efforts. We're just happy to be a part of that and want to wish all those who might be dealing with difficulties around breast cancer, we empathize with you and we want to support you. And this giveaway is a small cost to be able to do that. So thanks again for letting us be a part of it.
Well, that's beautiful, Rob. Thank you. And I was thinking about that because for those of us who are in different stages of recovery after cancer, some of us had surgeries that changed our upper arm capabilities, et cetera. So those are the kind of questions you can, you know, as you're online, you know, looking at the website, soultreadmills.com, you can just say, hey, I need to look at the right piece of fitness equipment that might be easier on the upper body or whatever your needs are, because they do change as we go through our recovery.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Hopefully we have I'm confident that we have that piece of equipment for you guys. So like you said, don't hesitate to reach out to one of us. If you have any questions, we'll be more than happy to assist you in any way that we can.
Well, Rob, thank you again. It's just a pleasure to make that connection. So when's the next time you're writing up Immigration Canyon?
I should do it tomorrow, actually. It's supposed to get rainy on Sunday, so I got to take advantage of, you know, one last nice ride. I guess it's supposed to be good next week. But, yeah, tell your husband if he wants to race down the hill, down Immigration, he knows where to find
me. Can you give us 3 months so we can get ready?
Sure, why not? We'll go down south. We'll do the race down there. Okay.
Rob Colliker, VP of Sales of Soul Fitness, thank you so much for joining us today. And thank you again on behalf of not only all the breast cancer survivors, but all of those in our audience that care about their health and want to take a step forward in getting control of that through machines and fitness equipment like yours. Thank you for joining us on this week's edition of Utah Weekly Forum.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.